Blog Talk Radio. Myself, and I want to thank you,
you all for listening to my program. Thank you very much. I know that you could have been elsewhere doing other things, but you have chosen to listen to me. I hope and pray that I say something that will encourage you to read further in your Bible. And of course, I am one to ask you sheep, as God has told me, to feed his sheep. Read your Bible so that you can talk intelligently about the Bible to your friends. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. These are the things that I want you to remember. Read Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, and Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17, and they'll tell you what the Ten Commandments are. I want you sheep to know those. I think those are important. Our Father says in John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's the one thing that we should do. We should try to keep his commandments as often as possible. And if I have a chance today, I will read them to you. But I want to go on about the plans that I have today and stating them. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and I will tell you that Sabbath starts on Friday evening and it ends on Saturday evening. Whatever you're cooking, if you have to do your cooking, cook whatever you do Saturday and eat it cold on Saturday. That's what I do. I have cold cuts most of the time. But if I want to drink, I will. And those who he's ready and peas, what I so that you can jot down any biblical references or scriptures that I may state. You savvy people, younger people, some of you are old like me, 60s plus, and I thank God for that. It has been a struggle for me to be in my 60s plus last few years, but nonetheless, I thank my Father, and I thank him for allowing me to be obedient and do what he says to do. It's not that difficult for me to do what I'm doing to you sheep. It's not really. He said, feed my sheep. That's what he told me. And the only thing that I knew was to read the Bible to you. But I was so afraid. And that is not easy. That's not hard to do, to read the Bible. If you don't know the word, you just don't know. Believe me, there are sometimes words that I do not know how to pronunciate. Excuse me, sheep. I will struggle through saying those. In addition to other words that I want you to remember, I want you to turn to Hosea. That's in the Old Testament, spelled H-O-S-E-A, pronounced Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6. where it says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they rejected knowledge. And he will reject you also, that you shall be no priest to him. Hosea 4 and 6. And to find out about it, as well as 2 Timothy, that's in the New Testament, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. I want you seek to study, to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, writing, dividing the word of truth. You know, I think it was Sunday, I was listening to someone. I forgot actually what they had said, but I was saying, this person is lying on national TV. If you have not read the Bible, you may not know that person is willfully lying to you. I have read it. I don't remember everything. Sometimes I don't remember, but sometimes I do. And that this man, he has a lot of people in his congregation, and most of them are sitting there listening to him and may not know that he is lying. I can't remember what he said, but I said, I'm going to tell those people who listened to my program that he was sitting up there willfully lying to you. Let me tell you, one of our annual feast festivals is coming next month, September the 19th. That's where you will have the Feast of Trumpets called Rosh Hashanah. As well, to some folks, that's what it's called, Rosh Hashanah. But we are to celebrate the blowing of the trumpets. And those who do, you're supposed to, in olden days, they had a shofar that's spelled shofar. And that's what they had. Let's remember September the 19th. That is one of our holidays. Those who of you who believe in our Father God, he has not told us to celebrate Christmas, Thanksgiving, another of those man-made holidays. Easter, he did not tell us to celebrate those dates. So why are you doing it? Why are you spending up your money? I used to do that, but I don't do it now. And I save money by not doing it. Save yourself some money. Don't celebrate Halloween. God doesn't. That's not one of his feast days or one of the days that we are supposed to celebrate. If you want to know, I want you to read in the book of Leviticus, I think it's chapter 23. It is Leviticus chapter 23. And you will find most of God's feast days or annual days that we are to celebrate. So do yourself a favor. Study to show yourself approved unto our Father. You won't mind, and you should not even. And I'm going to read the lesson. Did you turn to 1 Kings in the Old Testament, chapter 22? Let's read. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will pursue him. Any old spirit, it's a devil spirit or it's a lying spirit. We have to be careful, see, to try to discern, to know what's going on. And remember, there are a lot of things out in this world that will try to fool you. Not a lot of things, but there are people to fool you, and they have a lying spirit on them. Verse 22, and the Lord said unto him, wherefore? Wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all the prophets. I lost my faith. And he said, thou shalt pursue him and prevail also. Go forth and do so. He said, what I'm understanding, this lying spirit says that he will go forth and he will lie in all of the prophets' mouths. So there were more than one prophet, and the lying spirit said that he will prevail. That means he would win. He went forth to do so. And therefore, behold, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouths of all those prophets. And the Lord spoke evil concerning thee, concerning you. But Hezekiah, the son of Money, this spell C-H-E, and went near and smote Micah, spell M-A-M-I-C-A-I-A-H, on the creek and said, which way went the spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? And Michael said, that's M-I-C, behold, thou shalt see in that day when thou shalt go into the inner chamber to hide thyself. My. He is going to go into the inner and hide himself. He's supposed to fight with the other guy. You can't believe everybody that says it, that they will help you when they won't. Into the inner chamber to hide himself. And the king of Israel went, take Micah, and carry him back unto Ammon, unto Ammon, that's spelled A-M-O-N, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the son, the king's son, and say, thus said the king, put this fellow in the prison and feed him with bread, with the bread of affliction and the water of affliction until I come in peace. And Micah said, if thou return at all in peace, the Lord has not spoken by me. And he said, hearken this to listen, O people, every one of you. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, Ramon Gilead and the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and enter into battle, but put you on the robe. And the king of Israel disguised himself and went into battle. But the king of Syria commanded his 32 captains had rule over the chariots, saying, fight neither with small or great, save only the king of Israel. So the king of Syria told his men, the captains, 32 captains over the chariots, to fight not with small nor great, but with the king of Israel. So they were ordered to fight not the common people, but for the king of Israel, who was in disguise. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, surely it is the king of Israel. And they turned aside and fought against him. And Jehoshaphat cried out. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, that they turned back and pursuing him. So when the captains found out that he was not the king of Israel, they turned back and stopped from pursuing him or following him. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture. A venture is a journey or an expedition, and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness, the barness. Wherefore he said unto the driver of the chariot, turn thy hand and carry me out of the post, for I am wounded. And the battle increased that day, and the king stayed up in his chariot against the Syrians and died at evening, and the blood ran from the wound unto the midst of the chariot. And when they proclaimed, when they proclamized a proclamation, and there went a proclamation. That's a proclamation is like a decree or an order throughout the host about the going down of the sun, saying, every man to his city, and every man and to his own country. So the king died and brought to Samaria, and they buried the king in Samaria. And one wish and one washed the chariot in the pool of Samaria, and the dogs licked up his blood and washed his armor according to the words of the Lord which he spake. in. I have 19 minutes left. See, hopefully I will get to the end of this. And I think I will. Verse 39, and the rest of the acts of Ahab and all that he did in the ivory house which he made and all the cities that he built, and they were not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. So Ahab slept with his father, and Ahijah, his son, reigned in his stead. And Jehoshaphat, the son of Asa, began to reign in Judah in the fourth year of Ahab, king of Israel. I don't know what my phone doing that, making that noise. I guess someone was listening to me and decided to hang up. And Ahab, the son of Ezra, began to reign over Judah in the fourth year of Ahab, king of Israel. Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he began to reign. And that means to rule. And he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jerubbaal. Now, Zerubbabel, that's spelled A-Z-E-B-A-H, Zerubbabel, the daughter of Shimei, spelled S-H-I-L-H-I. And he all the ways of Asa. He turned not doing that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. The Chronicles of the Kings of Judah and the remnant of the Sodomites, which remained in the days of his father Asa, he took out of the land. There was then no king in Edom, and a deputy was king. Jehoshaphat made ships for Tarshish to go to Ophrah for gold, but they went not, for the ships were broken at Ezion-Geba, that's spelled Ezion-Geber. Then Asa, the son of Ahab, unto Jehoshaphat. Well, let me read verse 49 again. And then said Ahasa, the son of Ahab, unto Jehoshaphat, let my servants go with thy servants in the ship. But Jehoshaphat would not. Jehoshaphat slept with his father and was buried with his father in the city of David. And Jehoram, his son, reigned in his stead. Ahijah, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel in Samaria. the 17th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 2 years, and reigned 2 years over Israel. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, and in the way of his mother, and in the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. For he served Baal and worshipped him and provoked to anger the Lord God of Israel, according to all that his father had done. So that's the end reading of chapter 2 of the book of 1 Kings. Now I will start reading the second book of Kings. And let me just read what it says at first. The book of 2 Kings continued the drama begun in 1 Kings, the tragic history of two nations, a collision course with captivity. The author systematically traces the ruin, the reigning monarchs of Israel and Judah by one nation's history forward, and retracing the same period for the other nation. 19 consecutive kings would rule in Israel, leading to captivity by Assyria. The picture is somewhat bigger, somewhat brighter in Judah, where godly kings occasionally emerge from evil. In the end, however, sin outweighed righteousness in Judah. In his march off to Babylon. So let's start reading chapter 1 of 2 Kings. 10 minutes left. Let's see what the Lord will allow me to do. Hopefully, I will do good. Then Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab and Ishiriah. Sick, and went out and sent out a messenger and said to him, go inquire of Beelzebub, the great God of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease. But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, arise, go up to meet the messenger of the king of Samaria, and say to unto them, is it not because there is not a God in Israel, you can go to inquire Beelzebub, the God of Ekron? Now, therefore, thus said the Lord, thou shalt not come down from the bed of which thou hast gone up, but thou shalt surely die. And Elijah departed, and when the messengers returned back to him, he said unto them, why are you now turn back? And they said unto him, there came a man to meet us and said unto us, go turn again to the king that sent you. and say unto him, thus said the Lord, is it not because there is not a God in Jerusalem, a God in Israel, that thou shouldest inquire of Beelzebub, the God of Ekron? Wherefore thou shalt not, is not because there is not a God in Israel that thou sinnest to inquire to Bez, the God of Ekron. Therefore, thou shalt not come down from that deathbed of that bed on which thou art gone up, but shall surely die. And he said unto him, and he said unto them, what manner of man was he which came to meet you and told you these words? And they answered him, he answered, a hairy man, and girt his girdle, and leathered about his loins. And he said, it is Elijah the Tishbite. Then the king sent unto him a captain of 50 with his 50. And he sent unto him, and behold, he set him on top of a hill, and he spake unto him, thou man of God, the king has said, come down. And Elijah said unto the captain of 50, if I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and it consumed him and his 50. And again also he said unto him, another of 50 with his 50. And he answered and said unto him, a man of God, thus said the king, come down quickly. And Elijah said unto them, if I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And he sent again a captain of the 50. Let me read verse 13 again. I read it wrong. And he sent again a captain of 350 with his 50. And the third captain of 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah and besought him and said unto him, O man of God, I pray thee, let my life and the life of the 50, thy servant, precious in thy sight. Behold, there came down fire from heaven and burnt up the two captains of the former 50. and death is this. Therefore, let my life not be precious in thy sight. And the angel of the Lord said unto Elijah, go down with him, and be not afraid of him. And he arose and went down with him unto the king. Unto the king he said, thus said the Lord, forthwith as thou hast sent messengers to inquire of Beelzebub, of the god of Ekron, is not because there is no god in Israel to inquire of, thou shalt not come down off that bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. So much for finding us lost sheep, and thank you for reclaiming us and getting rid of those people who have lied to the whole world and told them that they are us. Thank you. Remove them. Get rid of them off of the earth. I pray that you would answer that prayer in Jesus' name. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Also, see, I want you to purchase my gift that he produced, High and Lifted Up. Go to iTunes and Apple Play and purchase it. It only costs about $2 or $3 at the most. He and his friend from Columbia College of Chicago produced that album, that record. I hope you see, will go out and purchase that song produced by my nephew. Remember, God loves you. And of course, I love you too.
Father,
but God loves you.
Help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find in their heart. Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
That is your,
and I know. We've got to walk on.
You got to walk on
through temptation. 'Cause he's love, and his wisdom will be our help in hand. I know the truth, and his word will be our salvation.
And that's what you want. You want our Father to in heaven to save you from the deliverance of any sin and any consequence that it might have. Goodbye for now. I will speak with you if God is willing, come this Friday at 5 o'clock. Goodbye for now. Talk with you later.